From telecom roots to AI, Lumentum's data center strategy. Mark Vina, as a technology analyst, my job is not to echo a company's talking points, but to test them. I spend my time buried in data, market signals, and product roadmaps, looking for what is real and what is marketing gloss. When I speak with executives, I listen carefully, but I also look beyond the polished phrases to see whether their story aligns with the numbers and broader industry trends. That mindset shaped how fellow technologists Dave Altavilla, Marco Chiappetta, and I approached our recent conversations with Lumentum S leadership about their role in emerging AI infrastructure landscape. With that context in mind, it was even more refreshing that these discussions did not come across as perfunctory business interviews, but rather as a detailed and illustrative explanation of why the company now sits at the proverbial center of the AI infrastructure story. CEO Michael Hurlston and Strategy and Marketing Chief Rafit Ward used the dialogue to enlighten the audience on how a longtime optical player is becoming a critical enabler of next-generation AI data centers. Across back-to-back conversations with CEO and President Michael Hurlston and Chief Strategy and Marketing Officer Rafit Ward, a precise, straightforward narrative emerged. Lumentum is transforming from being a quiet backbone provider in the telecom space to one of the core enablers of AI data centers, where bandwidth, latency, and power consumption are paramount. Both executives were candid about the challenges that come with that transformation. After all, Lumentum's business lives or dies by manufacturing execution, long-range capacity bets, and the ability to educate a very technical but still skeptical customer base. From telecom workhorse to AI center stage, Hurlston frames the industry story in simple terms. For decades, optics sat behind the scenes, powering long-haul networks and undersea cables for carriers like AT&T and Verizon. Lumentum's roots go back to JDS Uniphase, the company that installed all this fiber backbone for the internet back in the 2000s, supplying wavelength selective switches and pump lasers that keep transoceanic links alive. That heritage matters now because the customers have changed. Instead of selling primarily to telcos, Lumentum increasingly sells to hyperscalers such as Google, Meta, and Microsoft. Those players are not just buying optics for data centers. They're also using Lumentum gear for scale-across scenarios that connect multiple AI data centers into a single logical cluster for giant models. As Hurlston puts it, optics has gone from a relatively sleepy industry to one that is in absolutely the center of this AI revolution. The market, in his view, has come to where our technology is, not the other way around. Ward's groundswell, AI's insatiable demand for optics. Ward takes that macro story and brings it down to the physics. He notes that in 25 years in optics and photonics, he has never seen such a rapid transformation as what AI is driving today. Modern AI clusters now scale to hundreds of thousands of GPUs, with some designs approaching a million per cluster. Every one of those accelerators needs a fast, reliable interconnect. AI, as it turns out, requires a lot of optics, he says, because feeding GPUs with data is quickly becoming the limiting factor. If the network cannot keep up, those expensive accelerators sit idle as much as 30% of the time. Ward walked the technologist through how Lumentum's long telecom heritage is being repurposed almost wholesale for this new world. Electro-absorption modulated lasers that once shipped in thousands from metro networks at 1 and 10 gigabits S now ship in the tens of millions per quarter for data center links, but at much higher speeds. MEMS mirrors that powered wavelength selective switches in long-haul networks now anchor Lumentum's optical circuit switches. Pump lasers designed initially to amplify long-haul signals are being re-engineered as light sources for next-generation co-packaged optics. In other words, Lumentum is not trying to invent a new AI stack from scratch. It is scaling and redirecting technologies that is refined for decades. That is a big part why the company looks like the right player at the right time. Ward also laid out the broader structural shift from copper to fiber. He describes a simple curve based on the product of bandwidth and reach. Once that number exceeds roughly 200 gigabits S per meter, copper runs out of steam and optics takes over. With lane speeds moving from 100 gigabits S toward 200 and eventually 400 gigabits S, and with distances collapsing to within a rack or even chip to chip, he argues we are right there at the cusp of optics superseding copper within the rack. That framing makes the AI build-out feel less like a spike and more like the next phase of a multi-decade structural migration. Reposition the brand in real-time. Lumentum's challenge is that many people still think of it as a telecom component supplier. During the episode, technologists Altavilla and Vina press Ward on how he plans to reposition the brand as the heart of the AI data center while continuing to operate a pure B2B model. Ward's answer is straightforward. His combined strategy and marketing role is about really telling our story and helping customers and investors see the transition happening inside Lumentum in real time. That includes highlighting how legacy technologies have been refocused on AI workloads and rolling out a significant refresh of the company's website to present Lumentum more clearly as a forward-looking AI infrastructure player. The subtext is evident in a market increasingly dominated by big platform brands, component vendors that do not articulate their narrative risk being commoditized. Lumentum is trying to get ahead of that. An execution game with factor-level stakes if Ward is focused on narrative. Hurlston is focused on execution. He contrasts his prior experience in Fabless Semiconductors with Lumentum's insource model. Here, the company runs its own compound semiconductor fabs based on indium phosphide for lasers, as well as system factories that assemble widgets, finished optical systems with firmware and software that go into the data center. Running fabs and factories adds an entirely different layer of risk. Bad things happen, he says bluntly. When production is in-house, there is no TSMC to absorb yield issues or process glitches. The company must also deploy capital years in advance. Hurlston estimates that Lumentum has to predict demand roughly 3 years ahead when it orders tools, builds clean rooms, and scales manufacturing lines. That forecasting challenge is magnified by how fast the AI curve has steepened. Hurlston notes that when he joined, quarterly revenue hovered around $350 to $360 million. Over the past four reported quarters, guidance has nearly doubled to about $650 million. And the primary constraint is not demand, but the company's ability to build product. If you listen carefully during Hurlston's comments, you can hear both excitement and concern in his voice. This is precisely where a supplier wants to be strategically, but it is also where capacity missteps, quality lapses, or supply chain hiccups can do real damage. Financial momentum and AI growth engines, the latest numbers, help explain why morale inside the company has improved so quickly. In its fiscal first quarter of 2026, Lumentum reported revenue of $533.8 million, up 58% year-over-year, with non-GAAP gross margin at 39.4% and non-GAAP operating margin at 18.7%. Non-GAAP earnings per share reached $1.10, with all key metrics landing at the high end of guidance. More importantly, the company guided for second quarter revenue of $630 to $670 million, non-GAAP operating margin of 20 to 22%, and non-GAAP EPS of $1.30 to $1.50. Hurlston explicitly tied that outlook to strong momentum in data center interconnect and long haul, plus emerging contributions from three AI growth engines, optical circuit switches, co-packaged optics, and cloud transceivers. He summed it up by saying that with its broad optical portfolio, we are well-positioned to support the rapid expansion of AI compute. That is undoubtedly the story investors want to hear from a photonic supplier in 2025. The question is whether Lumentum can execute on those growth engines at scale. R64, a concrete example of Lumentum's strategy, the company's new R64 optical circuit switch, announced in September, brings the strategy into sharp focus. The R64 is a 6464-port optical circuit switch that uses Lumentum's in-house MEMS technology. It targets lower port count applications in AI data centers and complements the company's existing R300-300-300-port platform. At less than 150 watts and capable of carrying over 100 terabits per second of optical traffic, Lumentum claims the R64 can cut power consumption by about 80% compared with packet-based switches. It offers low insertion loss, almost no polarization dependence, and a compact 2RU form factor with redundant power and cooling. The design can scale to 7272 ports and supports flexible any-to-any fiber connectivity in uni- or bidirectional mode, with wideband operation across O-band and C-band. Systems will sample to customers in Q4 2025 and are expected to reach general availability in the second half of 2026. Ward's description of optical circuit switching on his tech stack segment crystallized why this matters strategically. Instead of packet-by-packet switching, Lumentum's OCS operates at the physical layer, steering light paths with mirrors that enables new use cases, building resiliency into ever more complex AI fabrics, dynamically reprovisioning bandwidth across GPU clusters, and potentially eliminating an entire spine switch layer in the data center. He describes customer meetings where, as they see how the box works, you can kind of see the light bulb going off, and new use cases keep emerging. That is a hallmark of a platform product rather than just another SKU. Risks and execution challenges for all the enthusiasm. Both the podcast and Lumentum's filings make it clear the path is not risk-free. On the operational side, the company is juggling rapid ramp-ups across lasers, transceivers, and systems while managing extended supply chains and integrating acquisitions such as CloudLight. Any stumble in yields, quality, or delivery timelines could strain relationships with hyperscalers that are betting billions on AI infrastructure. Pricing pressure is another looming issue. As optics moves from thousands of long-haul links to tens or hundreds of millions of data center channels, average selling prices inevitably come under pressure as volumes explode. Lumentum must keep driving costs out of its processes to protect margins while funding aggressive R&D in areas such as co-packaged optics and future 400 gigabits Esper lane technologies. There is also the strategic challenge of differentiation. Lumentum is not the only company chasing AI optics. The big question is whether its combination of deep laser expertise, MEMS-based switching, and undersea-grade reliability will be enough to keep it ahead of fast-follower competitors in China, Europe, and North America. Finally, macro and geopolitical risks still matter. Management calls out uncertainty in global growth, inflation, trade restrictions, and supply constraints for critical materials as factors that could disrupt demand or raise costs. The right company at the right inflection point taken together. The tech stack interviews and recent disclosures paint a picture of a company catching a major technology wave with the right core skills. Lumentum brings decades of telecom-grade optics, laser, and MEMS experience to an AI data center market that suddenly cannot get enough bandwidth. It has credible financial momentum, clear growth engines in optical circuit switches, co-packaged optics, and cloud transceivers, and new products like the R64 that directly target AI pain points around power, performance, and scalability. The open questions surround classic execution. Can Lumentum scale manufacturing quickly without sacrificing quality? Can it sustain margin expansion as volumes rise and pricing tightens? Can it tell its story clearly enough that investors and customers see it not as a legacy telecom vendor, but as one of the core connected technologies of the AI era? If it can navigate those challenges, Lumentum looks like a company in the right place at exactly the right time. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Needle Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The Technologists. The Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given smart tech research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.